Something happened at UFC 300 in Paradise, Nevada on April 14th that I never would have expected. And I'm not talking about some surprising outcome of a fight or a particularly spectacular knockout. No, I'm talking about economics.
Welcome aboard the podcast of the Stoic Pirate and our quest for the treasure of the good life. Here's your host, Matt Mueller.
Hooah, dear pirates. Welcome aboard the ship of the Stoic Pirate and on our quest for the treasure of the good life. I'm your host, Matthias, navigating through the seas of knowledge and action. Today, we dive into an unexpected twist from the world of UFC. At UFC 300, Renato Moicano, not just a fierce competitor, but also a philosopher in his own right, squared off against Jalen Turner. After a rocky start and being knocked down, Moicano didn't just rally, he roared back to claim victory with a technical knockout via ground and pound. But the real surprise came after the fight. In his victory speech, Moicano did something astonishing. He praised the US Constitution and urged people to read Ludwig von Mises. Yes, you heard that right. A Brazilian MMA fighter dropping economic philosophy right there in the octagon. But listen for yourself. Here's Renato Moicano after his victorious fight.
First of all, I love America. I love the Constitution. I love the First Amendment. I want to carry an arm. I love private property, and let me tell you something, if you care about your country, I'll read Ludwig von Mises and the six lessons of the Austrian Economic School.
And that's a Moicano, ladies and gentlemen, killing it out here.
So, who was this Ludwig von Mises guy? Imagine a rock star of the Austrian School of Economics, born way back in 1881 in Austria-Hungary. Mises wasn't your typical economist. He was a sharp thinker who relished intellectual scraps. He fiercely defended free markets and had a keen ability to throw singers at centralized economic planning and socialism. Von Mises argued that economics is all about individual choices, with each decision shaping the market. The man who always wore a bow tie advocated the idea that markets should be steered by the invisible hand of free choice, free from state intervention. But von Mises' impact wasn't confined to theory. He was a crusader for economic sanity in a world often veering towards bureaucratic chaos. With a pen mightier than any sword, he left a legacy that continues to ignite the minds of economists and freedom lovers everywhere. And speaking of the influence of Ludwig von Mises on today's world, it's fascinating to see his ideas resonate far and wide. A perfect example is Javier Milei, the new president of Argentina, who is an outspoken admirer of von Mises. Milei's economic policies and public discourse often echo the principles advocated by von Mises, emphasizing the importance of free markets and minimal government interference. This connection underscores how von Mises' theories continue to inspire and shape economic policies around the globe, proving that his work is not just of historical interest, but of practical contemporary relevance. So, as we navigate our daily economic choices, remember that these ideas are not just theoretical, they're actively influencing global politics and economics. This makes our understanding and discussion of them not just an academic exercise, but a necessity for informed citizenship in a globally connected economy. First, let me clear up a common misconception. In today's quick-to-label world, it's crucial to state Ludwig von Mises was not a Nazi. In fact, he was a staunch opponent of Nazism and other totalitarian regimes. Being Jewish, he fled the looming threat of the Nazis, critiqued their ideologies, and eventually settled in the United States to continue his advocacy for free market principles, far from the oppressive regimes of his era. Here's a fun fact before we delve deeper. Despite his monumental influence, von Mises never snagged a Nobel Prize in economics. This is particularly curious since his proteges, like Friedrich Hayek and Milton Friedman, who went on to win the award, acknowledged him as a significant influence. Now let's unpack Ludwig von Mises' big idea on human action. Von Mises believed that everything we do, from grabbing a donut to buying a house, is purposeful. We're not just wandering around randomly, we're on a mission, whether it's grabbing a coffee to kickstart the morning or saving for the dream vacation. Von Mises thought that we're always striving to improve our circumstances, moving from a less satisfying situation to a more satisfying one. It's like when you're parched and spot that cold soda in the fridge. It's not just there, it's your ticket to refreshment. It's your ticket to satisfaction. Every choice we make, whether to hit the snooze button or hit the gym, reflects what we want out of life at that exact moment. And according to von Mises, it's all pretty rational. Choosing to binge watch your favorite show instead of doing laundry, that's you prioritizing relaxation over chores. And I don't say that you are setting the correct priorities, but you do prioritize relaxation over chores. And here's where it gets economically cool. All these individual choices pile up like a mountain of decisions that drive markets. When you choose a smartphone for its great camera or a car for its spaciousness, you and millions of others are shaping the economy. It's like a giant game of tug of war where every purchase pulls the market in a different direction. Entrepreneurs play a crucial role too. They try to predict what you will want next. From coffee shops on every corner to sneakers that can track your steps, they spot a need, whip up a solution, and voila, we have innovation. And remember, in a free market, prices are like secret messages telling everyone what's worth what. These prices help everyone figure out the best way to use resources, like having a superpower that lets you see how much people value different things. When we talk about the economy, we're really talking about understanding people. The economy isn't a machine that just needs a bit of oiling. It's a vibrant entity made up of individuals like you and me, each with our own hopes, fears, and cravings. Imagine trying to decide dinner for your entire city tonight. Impossible, right? That's because each person is an individual with their own taste, mood, and maybe even a sudden craving for Thai food. But this is exactly what the paternalistic state is increasingly trying to do these days, telling individuals what to do, what to eat, what to wear, and how to travel. But it is precisely such measures that lead to economic disaster. Von Mises really hit the nail on the head here. He taught us that to really get the economy, you've got to get people. You've got to respect that each person is making choices based on what makes sense to them at the moment. It's these choices multiplied by millions that create the waves moving the whole economic ocean. So if you're looking to build a fair market, one that truly brings wealth and well-being to society, you've got to start with a deep respect and understanding for human nature. It's about recognizing that economics is essentially about psychology. It's about desires, emotions, decisions. Whether that's choosing between an apple or an orange, or deciding between buying a new car or taking a trip abroad. When we embrace this view, we see why freedom is so crucial. Give people the freedom to choose, and you'll see a market that not only thrives, but also reflects the real values and diversity of society. It's about making room for that organic, sometimes messy process of human action and interaction that really drives economy forward. Von Mises strongly criticized government intervention in the market, including tariffs, price controls, and subsidies, as they frequently result in inefficiencies. An example that illustrates this concept is the sin tax. Taxes that the state imposes on products considered harmful, such as tobacco and alcohol. Although designed to manipulate people to consume less, these taxes can have unintended effects, such as the emergence of black markets or increased cross-border shopping. This shows that interventions often overlook human ingenuity and adaptability. Ludwig von Mises pointed out another important problem with government intervention in the economy, specifically the manipulation of interest rates and the expansion of the money supply. Von Mises contended that when interest rates are kept artificially low, it can lead to a surge in borrowing and risky investments, ultimately paving the way for economic instability. This situation frequently results in bubbles forming in sectors such as real estate. The 2008 financial crisis serves as a prime example, where the availability of easy credit led to a housing bubble. When this bubble eventually burst, it triggered a substantial global economic downturn. Today, we are observing the consequences of comparable policies as inflation rates continue to rise globally. Von Mises cautioned about the consequences of excessive money printing, which can diminish the value of currency, resulting in inflation that drives up the prices of everyday goods, weakens purchasing power, and disrupts the economy. Von Mises advocated for a market system that values individual freedom and limits government intervention. In summary, von Mises teaches us that economics is deeply intertwined with human behavior and individual choices. He advocates for a market system that respects individual freedom and minimizes governmental overreach. In this view, the market is not just a mechanism for exchanging goods and services. It's a complex web of personal decisions and interactions that, when left largely unregulated, leads to more innovative and responsive outcomes. Von Mises' teachings remind us that to foster a truly prosperous society, we must trust in the collective wisdom of individual choices rather than in the prescriptive dictates of governmental centralized planning, aka socialism. Remember, in the vast theater of life, every choice has a role to play in shaping our economic landscape. So, that's it. Dear pirates, as we set our course through these tumultuous economic waters, let's stay vigilant and informed. And I challenge each of you to reflect on your economic choices this upcoming week. And I repeat Renato Moicano's call to learn more about Ludwig von Mises, but also about the Austrian School of Economics. We need this idea more urgently than ever. Thank you for joining today's voyage on the Stoic Pirate. Keep sailing through knowledge and action, and until our next adventure, keep making those choices that define not just your life, but our collective economic future. Take care, fair winds, and following seas, my fellow pirates.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Stoic Pirate. Come back again to our quest for the treasure of the good life.